You're listening to SBS News.
Very soon, 10-person congregations will be a distant memory in New South Wales. This week, a petition started on Wednesday by the Archdiocese of Sydney has yielded a swift response. It asks for restrictions on places of worship to be relaxed, and from Monday, 50 people will be allowed inside. Archbishop of Sydney Anthony Fisher says it's a victory for common sense.
I think it's just common sense that it should be the same as other venues and other activities, and I'm glad that common sense has reigned.
Archbishop Fisher says the church has been preparing for a lifting of restrictions.
We've put in place a lot of measures getting ready for Monday so that churches will be safe places for people to come to pray and to worship.
Worshippers at St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney say they are looking forward to some extra company.
There'll be something very special for everybody to come back.
I'll be very glad to see some of the people that I used to come in here join together. It means it's getting better.
Today's announcement was welcomed not just by the Catholic Church, but by other religions and denominations too. With an expected increase in the number of people hoping to attend their places of worship, churches, temples, synagogues and mosques will have to adapt to satisfy the extra demand. For the Penshurst Mosque in Sydney's south, which usually has between 300 and 400 people at Friday prayer, they will likely need extra sermons. Imam Ensar Kotahija says he is prepared to do whatever the community needs him to do.
It's up to us as organisation and people in charge at the mosque to organise things properly and keep in mind public health, you know, as our major priority.
From Monday, South Australia will also allow 50 people inside a place of worship. Victoria will join Western Australia in allowing 20 people, while the ACT, Queensland and Tasmania limit attendance to 10. The Northern Territory has no limit, provided social distancing measures are in place. Darshan is a Hindu prayer style, where an individual prays to a single deity at a time, rather than as part of a group. Priest Jatin Kumar Bhatt says that means the rule changes won't make a huge difference.
Most of the time, people are doing only darshan and they go. So, as point of view, the Hinduism, there is no many difference between the 10 people or 50 people.
The inside of the Sri Mandir temple had already been reconfigured for worshippers to walk in one direction, and it will stay that way for now. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.